Welcome, listeners, to another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. This week, we've got a special show, a jazz fusion theme. And let's jump right in with Joshua Redman from the Elastic album, Jazz Crimes. Thank you. Yes, Snarky Puppy, the hottest group with the worst name. From the album We Like It Here, we heard Lingus. And Corey Henry just killed it on synthesizers and keyboards on that one. Whoa. Before that, we heard from Joshua Redman, a 2002 release. Wow, almost 10 years old. From the album Elastic, we heard Jazz Crimes. And there's a great video of that on YouTube, so you ought to check that out. Joshua Redman, great tenor saxophone player, Jazz Crimes. All right, we're going to settle things down a little bit with something brand new from Brandi Younger. She's got a brand new album coming out called Somewhere Different. And she released a single from that album. The single's entitled Reclamation. It's a great lineup on this. Brandi Younger, a fine harp player, graduated from the University of Hartford Hart School of Music. On this album, she's got Alan Menard on drums, Rossan Carter on bass, Maurice Brown trumpet, Chelsea Baratz tenor saxophone, Ann Drummond on flute, and Marcus Gilmore on drums. It is released on Impulse Records. Brandi signed a deal with Impulse Records, and it was recorded at the famous Rudy Van Gelder Studios, where John Coltrane laid down all those great Impulse albums. This is produced by her boyfriend, her partner for a long time, Desron Douglas, another University of Hartford graduate, and they're doing so well on the jazz scene. So let's hear this single from Brandi Younger. It's entitled Reclamation. That's Chris Potter, perhaps one of the premier tenor saxophone players of our time, from a new release entitled Sunrise Surprise. It also features James Francis on keyboards and Eric Harland on drums, and that's a follow-up to the successful album Circuits with the same trio. We heard a track entitled Southbound. And before that, we heard from Brandy Younger from a soon-to-be-released album. The release date is in mid-August. Name of that album will be Somewhere Different, and she released a single entitled Reclamation. Let's cue up some classic fusion from the 70s. We're going to hear from Chick Corea and John McLaughlin, starting with Chick Corea's Return to Forever from the album Where Have I Known You Before. This is Vulcan Worlds. We'll be right back. some jazz fusion music. The last one you heard, a fusion with an Indian twist to it. That is from Shakti, a John McLaughlin project. The album is Natural Elements, and you heard Happiness is Being Together. And that also features the great tabla player Zakir Hussain. Before that, perhaps John McLaughlin's most famous project, that would be Mahavishnu Orchestra. This is from their second album, Birds of Fire, and we heard Miles Beyond. And we started out that set with Chick Corea from Where Have I Known You Before. We heard Vulcan Worlds. All right, that'll about do it for today's show. Thank you for listening, folks. My name is Ken Laster. You are listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We are going to complete this show with a track that I like to play in the early summer months because it is called First Summer, and it is by Minta, actually a Swedish group, but carries on that jazz Indian fusion theme. Let's listen to First Summer. Thanks again for listening, folks. We'll be back next week for another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond.
A reminder, cause I think about you all the time. First summer's like the first love, the first kiss, first caress. And baby, you got me in your midst. And say, we just wanna drop you the real deal. This is how I feel, yeah, you got the sex appeal. About any style, flavor, or nothing like that. It's just me dropping you the facts in an old school way. I just sing what I gotta say and leave the hardcore super funk flavor for another day. You are the one for me, and that's no lie. You got the first summer vibe, and that's the reason why. That's the reason why. That's the reason why. Yeah. summer.
Hi, this is Ken Laster. I'd like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. It's been going on now for 10 years and 6 million downloads worldwide. I've put in an extraordinary amount of time and expense into producing this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it gives me so much joy to spread my love of this art form to you and to others. Now, I would like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.podbean.com, you will find a donate button on the right sidebar where you can make a contribution. Surely, just one listening of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener over a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you can donate, you will be partnering with me to spread the tradition of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.